proclamation number 8594 dated the August 23, 1963. Painful means can lead to faith. If only people would believe in a God of love who wants to make them happy. Yet in view of the immensely harsh conditions which strike people time and time again, in view of the harsh strokes of fate and all kinds of disasters, people cannot muster the belief that every adversity is also a work of love by me, because I know by what means a person can still be saved and achieve beatitude. Less painful means have no effect on you, and if I speak to you with gentle words you won't listen to me, and yet you have to be persuaded to turn to me, and when all painless means are in vain I have to use painful means so that you will think of me, ask for my help and then receive it, so that you will then be able to recognize a God of love. You all could truly hear my loving fatherly words which merely inform you of my will, and as soon as you fulfill this will your life can then proceed calmly and yet successfully. But if you ignore my gentle words then I have to speak more clearly to you, because my love will not abandon you, because I will try everything to win you for myself in order to awaken you to a life which will last forever. For you belong to me. You merely stay away from me, but I want you to return to me of your own free will, and whatever you encounter in the form of suffering and harsh strokes of fate are only ever means which I recognize as successful and which I use because I love you and will never let go of you, no matter how long you oppose my love. Therefore don't be surprised that hardship and sorrow will increase, for you are approaching the end and I still want to save souls from the fate of a new banishment, which is only possible if you acknowledge me as God and Creator, if you call upon me in desperation believing that a power exists which can help you, from which you originated. And you should believe that your distress will truly diminish, that you will clearly feel my help. And then you will also be able to recognize me as a God of love, for your bond with me will inwardly enlighten you about me. But many disasters will still happen on earth in the forthcoming time, and only those who have already found me will recognize therein helpful means intended to lead people out of spiritual adversity. The others, however, will doubt or completely deny a God of love, for they are so attached to the world that they have no contact whatsoever with the spiritual kingdom, with the kingdom that is not of this world. They are purely worldly minded, and they scornfully reject every reference to God, until they themselves experience adversity and can't see their way out. Then I will come very close to them again. I will let the thought of a God who is able to help arise in them, and then the great danger can encourage them to turn to this God. Thus all sorrowful events, all disasters and other fateful blows will become explicable to you, for they are not coincidences but have been destined to occur by me or have my permission, so that souls will still have means of help granted to them which should allow them to find me. But if their hearts remain hardened then only a natural event of immense proportions can make people stop and think. But even this will not compel them to believe, for totally obstinate people will not want to recognize and acknowledge a higher power even then, but in that case they are completely subject to my adversary and their soul's fate of a new banishment is certain. However, as long as the earth still exists in its present form I will try to persuade people to change their will, and I shall still use many means which you will not find compatible with the love of a God. But I know what benefits every single person, I know the state of his soul, and accordingly I will affect him. But you humans are fortunate if you are convinced of a loving God and Father. Then you will calmly accept everything, whatever comes your way, no matter how severely it affects you. and only ever take refuge with me, and I will truly not disappoint you. For a devout person will always receive my help, because his faith enables unusual influences. But true faith arises from love, and love also strives towards me, the eternal love. The human being establishes a solid bond with me, and he will never distance himself from me either. He has passed the last test of will on earth. He has voluntarily chosen me and separated himself from my adversary for good. And this is all I am trying to achieve as long as the human being still lives on earth. For I want him to be able to enter his true home again, to be able to enter the kingdom of happiness and beatitude, where all suffering has come to an end and where he then will find everlasting life. Amen.